This is KLCC News. I'm Trip Summer. Every year, the KLCC Microbrew Fest features a collaboration brew. It's a chance for brewers to riff on one style of beer. This year, 13 local breweries are taking us on a tour of Germany. After picking a style out of a hat, each brewery takes on the challenge of creating their own recipe. KLCC's Amanda Butt and Angela Kellner went in for a tasting at Oakshire in Eugene. They met up with Jason Carrier, co-owner of Falling Sky, and Matt Van Wyk, brewmaster at Oakshire.
This year we're making all German styles of beer, and every brewery picked out of a hat to get their style. Most beers made in Germany are of the German purity law, which only uses malted barley, hops, yeast, and water. So I think a lot of the breweries did, but we didn't make any kind of stipulation that you must brew like a German brewer. We just swung it, and most of the beers you'll find are the brewer's interpretations on classic German styles.
Yeah, and I'd agree, and I'd say that I think, for most brewers, it's a great opportunity to delve into more traditional brewing, more malt-focused, dealing with lager yeast. It's kind of a more delicate art than the Northwest IPA.
What have you heard from other brewers and breweries about how their beer is developing?
The most interesting story I've heard is Toby out at Agrarian Ales in Coburg got Roggen beer out of the hat, which is a beer containing rye malt. Basically, there's not a local organic source of rye malt available, and that is Agrarian's mission. So Toby actually just took some rye grain and he malted it himself, which is a very laborious process, and dried it and kilned and toasted it. So I'm very excited to try that one.
Scott Siever, the lead brewer at Falling Sky Brewing. This year we got classic German style rock beer, so a German smoke lager. We're calling it the third rock from the sun this year, and really excited about this beer because new style underneath our belt. Neither myself or the other brewer, Mike, has ever brewed one of these, even home brewing or anything. Kind of went with the Munich Helles style that has a nice little balance of beechwood smoke malt in it, and we stuck to the German purity law and at 100% German ingredients.
All right, so let's try some beer. You have a growler here from Falling Sky Brewing.
It's a big malt nose with just a hint of smoke in it, and then very light and refreshing. You can kind of feel the pinch on the side of your tongue from that phenolics comes from the smoked malt, but then the finish on it is malty and clean.
Ah, that's good, guys. Very good. There you go.
And over here at Oakshire, what do you have going on in the German collaboration brew for KLCC?
Our beer style was a Bavarian Hefeweizen. We call it Unterstütz KLCC Hefeweizen, which means support KLCC in German. Ours is a little different in that there are a couple of ale styles that are made in Germany. So while most brewers have lagers as their beer, ours is a Bavarian Hefeweizen, which uses an ale yeast and can ferment in 14, 15 days and has a lot more of that fruity flavors. And in a Hefeweizen, you'll find a lot of banana and some spiciness, clove-like flavors, and that separates ours from the lagers that are being made.
So we're now tasting the Oakshire.
Light and refreshing, but a real yeast-driven beer.
I do taste bubblegum and banana.
Those are some of those fruity ester compounds that are produced in this style. It's desirable to cultivate those in a lot of other American or English styles. You want them a little bit, but you're trying to keep them down. And in this style, you want to maximize them.
One thing I might point out is that Northwest beer drinkers are very used to the word Hefeweizen because our friends at Widmer kind of coined the American Hefeweizen name. However, this is really the truly original Hefeweizen, and the yeast strains used in German beers versus what we make in the Northwest and call it a Hefeweizen are very different.
Yep.
I like this a lot. The traditional Bavarian Hefeweizen is the way I'd go.
Yeah, it just has more to it, more complexity, more body.
While still staying light and refreshing and summery.
Yeah, good summer beer.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll probably make this again in July.
Cheers.
Prost.
For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner with production assistance from
Amanda Butt.
To see a video and photos of the beer tasting, go to our website, klcc.org. Stop by the Collaboration Brew booth at the KLCC Microbrew Festival and take a tour of Germany.